Let us glorify the Son of God, for having on this the second day of the creation made the firmament, and divided the waters that were under from those that were above it. The Holy Fathers have, in commenting these mysterious words, preferred the spiritual to the material sense. Here we recognize the powerful hand of God, who strengthened his work and established an equilibrium between those elements which lay confounded together in chaos. The Mozarabic liturgy gives us the following beautiful prayer, wherewith to praise our Creator in this portion of his work. Capitula. O Christ, our God, who by creating the firmament on the second day, didst prefigure the solidity of the Scriptures on which rests thy Church, and who by separation of the waters from the waters, didst designate the separation of the heavenly choirs of angels from man, the weak and inferior creation. O thou, the author of the two testaments, who didst fulfill the figure of the ancient sacrifice by the new covenant of the immolation of thy body, grant that by understanding and wisdom we may be associated to the angelic powers, as to the waters that are above us, and may ever tend to heavenly things. May the solidity of the two laws be so fixed in our hearts that the power of thy resurrection may lead us to infinite joy. Let us close the day with two prefaces on the mystery of the resurrection. The first is the one used by the Ambrosian liturgy on Easter Sunday. Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should give thanks and devout praise to Thee, O Holy and Almighty God, adorable Father, Author and Creator of all things, for that Christ Jesus, Thy Son, though the Lord of Majesty, did deign to suffer the cross for the redemption of mankind. It was this that Abraham, so many ages past, prefigured in his son. It was this that the Mosaic people typified by the immolation of a spotless lamb. This is he of whom sang the holy prophets, who was to bear upon him the sins of all men and wipe away their crimes. This is the Pasch, ennobled by the blood of Christ, which makes the faithful exult with a special devotion. O mystery full of grace, O ineffable mystery of God's munificence, O ever to be honored feast of feasts, whereon Christ gave himself to men, that they might slay him, and this that he might ransom slaves. O truly blessed death, which loosed the bonds of death, now let the prince of hell feel that he is crushed. Now let us, who have been snatched from the abyss, rejoice that we have been exalted to the kingdom of heaven. The following preface is the one used by the ancient Church of Gaul in celebrating the mystery of our Paschal Lamb. Immolatio. It is right and just that we give thanks to thee, O Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, by whom thou gavest life to mankind, and wouldst have thy servants Moses and Aaron celebrate the Pasch by the sacrifice of a lamb. This same rite thou commandest to be observed and remembered in after times, even to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He is the spotless lamb that was slain by God's first people when they kept their first Pasch in Egypt. He is the ram taken from the thorns on the top of a high mountain, destined for sacrifice. He is the fatted calf, slain under the tent of our father Abraham, that it might be served up to his guests. We celebrate his passion and resurrection. We look forward with hope to his last coming. And now let us warm our hearts to the Paschal mystery by this admirable sequence of Adam of St. Victor. sequence. Hail, thou day of days, happy day of Jesus' victory, day worthy of ceaseless joy, O first of days. It was on this day that the divine light gladdened the blind with its brightness, that Christ robbed hell of its spoils, conquered death, and made peace between heaven and earth. The sentence of the eternal King concluded all under sin, that the weak might be made strong by heavenly grace. And when the whole world was going headlong to the abyss, the power and wisdom of God softened his anger by his mercy. The old enemy, the author of sin, insulted us in our misery, for that there was no hope left us of the pardon of our sins. The world despaired of a remedy, when lo, whilst all things were in quiet silence, God the Father sent his Son to them that had no hope. The greedy thief, the hellish monster, saw the flesh, but not the snare. He grasped at the hook and was caught. We were restored to our former dignity by Jesus, whose resurrection now gladdens us. He, the restorer of mankind, rose again free from the dead. He carried his sheep on his shoulders back to heaven. Peace is made between angels and men. The heavenly ranks are filled up. Praise, eternal praise, is due to our triumphant Lord. Let the voice of Mother Church blend in harmony with that of heaven. Let the faithful sing now, without ceasing, their Alleluia. A triumph has been won over the power of death. Let us rejoice in the triumph. Peace on earth and jubilee in heaven. Amen.